the Bronx. Booms and bangs shatter eardrums, and the shuffling of many feet sparks fear among neighbors. A young mother, Paula Clark, and her two daughters are rudely awakened by these early morning noises and sounds. I thought that it was terrorism, nothing else, Clark later told a reporter. In a way, it was, but it was state terrorism, where dozens of cops invaded public housing projects as if it were a foreign nation. Why? They were searching for members of gangs, they said. They kicked down doors, used flashbangs or stun grenades, and held mothers and children at gunpoint, while those raids raged on in North Bronx and East Chester. Why now? Simple. The courts have outlawed their notorious unconstitutional stop-and-frisk tactics, and this is how the state responds, literally, war on the poor. They called it the largest gang raid in modern New York history. Over 700 cops descended on the Williams Bridge neighborhood, where over 70 young men were arrested, some for charges over a decade old. Are gangs that big a problem in New York? Not according to CUNY law professor Babe Howell, who found that gang-motivated and related crime accounted for between 1 and 2% in the city between 2000 and 2013. So something else is afoot, isn't it? We have been here before. In 1990, North Carolina's Bureau of Investigation staged Operation Ready Rock when it laid siege to a black neighborhood in Chapel Hill. Over 40 cops, including K-9 and armed paramilitary forces, attacked the community in the guise of seeking crack cocaine. Almost 100 people were detained, although only 13 were actually arrested. A class action suit against the government was filed and won, but the damage had already been done. The raid was a clear case of racialized policing, same as here in the Bronx. But guess what? Being a member of a gang isn't a crime. In fact, the First Amendment to the Constitution allegedly guarantees the right of free association, doesn't it? Apparently, when you're poor or live in a public housing project, the Constitution doesn't apply. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.